How did you people live out there in Oklahoma? Did you live pretty well?
Well,
not enough to eat and place to sleep and how was it?
I don't know, Alan. To start with, I was a little bit different from... I wasn't in the class that John Steinbeck called the Okies because my dad, to start with, was worth about $35,000 or $40,000 and he had everything hunky-dory. Then he started having a little bad luck. In fact, our whole family had a little bit of it. I don't know whether it's worth talking about or not. I never do talk it much. But then when this six-room house burned down that I told you about, just a day or two after it was built, it was supposed to be one of the biggest, finest in that whole country. Well, right after that, my 14-year-old sister either set herself afire or caught a fire accidentally. There's two different stories got out about it. Anyway, she was having a little difficulty with her school work, and she had to stay home and do some work, and she caught a fire while she was doing some ironing that afternoon on the old kerosene stove. It was highly unsafe and highly uncertain in them days, and this one blowed up, caught her a fire, and she run around the house about twice before anybody could catch her. Next day, she died. And my mother, that was a little bit too much for her nerves or something. I don't know exactly how it was, but anyway, my mother died in the insane asylum at Norman, Oklahoma. Then about that same time, my father mysteriously, for some reason or other, caught a fire. There's a lot of people say that he set himself afire. Others say that he caught a fire accidentally. I always will think that he'd done it on purpose because he'd lost all his money, lost his hog ranch. He used to raise some of the best Poland, China, pure blood hogs in that whole country and had something proud to work for and felt like that he was part of the world and that he was doing some good and working hard. All of my brothers and sisters, I got another sister and two brothers, and they all felt pretty good until all these things happened and they found themselves scattered. All us kids had to scatter out and be adopted by different families. I lived with a family of people. There was 11 of us. Lived in a little two-room shack. I lived with these people several years. Their name is Sam White and his family, and he still lives within about a half a block of the same old house that he lived in them days. And in the old house with 11 of us sleeping in two rooms, why, we had two or three beds, you know, and so we'd sleep, some of us at the head and some of us at the foot. And had everybody's feet and everybody's faces, you know how that is. And then after that, I don't know, I kind of took to the road. I hit the road one day, the first day that I ever hit the highway, to be what's called a rambling man or a hobo or a tramp was in 1927.
How old were you then?
At that time, I was about 17 years old.
What caused you to leave on that particular day at that time, do you remember?
Oh,
something you don't want to talk about?
Well, I was adopted then by another family of people that had a little more money and a little more everything, and was members of the very high and important lodges around Overtown, and they said it was a pity that so many of us had to live the way we did and not know where our next bite was coming from. So they said that in order to relieve me and the suffering of this family, too, that I was living with, that they'd take me up to their house and I could live with them, so I went up and lived with them. And they had a dadgum little old bandy hen that sat out on the ice box and roosted out there like she owned that whole part of town. And my job, mainly while I was living with that family of people, was to keep track of that cussed bandy hen. I'd have to go find her eggs, where she laid the egg, what time of day she laid the egg, bring the egg in, assort the egg, lay the egg up, tell the Miss Pry, tell the lady about the egg, then go shore the hen, and then she'd go out and pet the hen, and then when night come, I'd have to go get the hen again and set her back up on the icebox to where she could be safe from all harm. And I used to carry her hay 14 blocks across town from a livery stable in a tow sack. I'd have to make a trip or two every month, by George, to get that hay for the bandy hen. So I thought, well, hell's bells. Rather than be a chambermaid to a bandy hen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take to the highways. So I went to Galveston, Texas. Went down to see the Gulf and Mexico and the ocean and all such stuff as that. And also knew some people down there and hoed figs and all them orchards down in that country and helped drill water wells and irrigated strawberries and helped a carpenter down there to tear down a whole bunch of houses and post a bunch of land off. I was, at that time, I was about 18.